League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We've all got exes. Well, most of us have got exes. I know one of my mates I talked about on a previous podcast hasn't got exes. He's a virgin plus one. I love that expression, virgin plus one. It's a horrible fact of life that some people you like and maybe one or two that you love will become your exes. Unless you're a virgin plus one. I don't know. As I said, he's the happiest person I know as well. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe there is something in that. I try and get on with them all my exes. They're people that you loved once, and usually people don't change that much. You know, so unless they killed your cat or something, why not stay friends with them? Even if they killed your cat, was it an accident? Or if it was on purpose, was it in effect both of your faults? You know what I'm saying? I don't think there should be any awkwardness with an ex. However, there is one rule with exes. Sounds obvious, but I need to say it today. Never bring up an ex in a wedding speech. Now, obviously, particularly the groom, you know, open up with how much you love your now wife, rather than how much you miss your exes. You know, and obviously there will be bits about your exes that you miss. As I say, you loved them once, or at least liked them, you lusted after them. It would be ridiculous to believe that you don't miss something about them. Unless they turned into a psychopath that metaphorically killed your cat. But even then, don't bring them up in your groom's speech. Don't go, oh, I miss her. I miss the way she used to. That's an obvious one. I think the only exception to this is the father of the bride can be forgiven for bringing up an ex. It's going to get a gasp. But the father of the bride is usually an old codger. So somewhere near my age. The one I saw made a joke with the punchline, cunnilingual. Oh yeah, a joke literally about his own daughter being pleasured orally. Yes, he got silence, but older people can get away with shit. That's why I can't wait to be older. I'm gonna get away with murder. Not of cats, don't fuck with cats. Anyway, this is a plea to all the best men out there, future best men planning their speeches. As I said on a previous one of these, you are not professional comedians. Don't be buoyed up by the confidence of your mates and 15 pints. This has the potential to go very, very badly. And if you die at a best man's speech, you may never recover. Please heed my advice. Do not bring up the groom's exes in your best man speech. It seems so obvious. But then again, I've seen it happen in the worst possible way. And I can see how it comes about. In a best man speech, you're convinced you have to be edgy. You have to be rude. But in truth, nobody wants this. If we want to see a professional comedian, we'll go on ITV2 and watch them embarrass themselves on a panel show. We don't need to go down a wedding. Your job is just to say how lovely everyone is, even if you don't mean it, probably. Just say how lovely everyone is and sit the fuck down. Get the fuck in, get the fuck out. As quickly as possible. It's the only way to survive these things. Do not do what the following best man did. And this is actually an addendum to episode 85, one of the most popular episodes of this podcast. Four-figure downloads. Everyone has listened to my embarrassment. Tiesto the Business. Check this one out, which is about me embarrassing myself in front of a world-famous DJ on this guy's stag do. And this DJ was there too, at the wedding. Of course he was. He's the brother of the groom. So we shared this moment of earth-shattering embarrassment. When the best man got up and not only mentioned the groom's exes, he'd prepared a fucking slideshow. I'm not kidding. I swear, this guy had photo and video footage of the groom. Some actually physically with, like, cuddling his five ex-girlfriends. With the joke, in inverted commas, being, let's compare you. Let's compare the bride to the five ex-girlfriends. Fuck me. You could have heard a pin not just drop, but the pin rather tried to turn in on itself and tried to stab itself to death. The most excruciating 15 minutes of my life, more excruciating than that time that I repeat from the Tiesto episode that I asked a world-famous DJ in my opening line to him, why are you wearing shades? 15 minutes. That is a long fucking time to present your five exes slideshow to a congregation in complete silence. Good grief. Good grief and holy fucking bananas. Let's get down to business. People sometimes ask me what my worst death is on stage. And literally, when they ask me that, I can't think of any of me on stage. All I think about is this moment at this wedding that overshadowed and engulfed any other comedy death. In its all-encompassing black hole of shame. Anyway, as a final footnote to the Tiesto episode, it at least allowed me to bond just for a moment with this world-famous DJ. As I said to him after this atrocity, it was an atrocity, it's probably the worst thing that's ever happened to humanity. I said to this world-famous DJ, I turned to him and said, God, that best man speech was a bit embarrassing, wasn't it? And he said, which bit? And I said, the bit where he went through your brother's five ex-girlfriends. And he said, yeah, I'm fucking with you. I was joking. And I said, yeah, well, you know, it is hard to know if you're joking sometimes. And he said, why? Is it because I'm wearing shades? And he laughed and I said, yeah. That is one of the reasons, actually. And then he came in close. And he said, the second worst part of the whole thing, don't you think, was his use of beach shots, bikini shots on at least three of the ex-girlfriends. And I said, yeah, that was when I wished I had shades, to be honest. Or at least a shovel to either dig myself a hole or bash myself unconscious with. And he laughed. I was finally bonding with a world-famous DJ. After all that we'd been through. And I said, anyway, what was the worst part? And he laughed. And he said, well, the worst part for me was, didn't you think all of them looked hotter than his current wife? And he didn't laugh. And he lowered his glasses, lowered his shades that he was wearing indoors still, and looked me in the eye. This was a test, his final test before I became his friend. And I didn't have a fucking clue how to pass it. Clearly the best answer was no, don't be stupid. To be loyal to my friend. But maybe the answer was yes, to finally bond with a world famous DJ. What was more important? And then there was the truth. It was yes, some of them were obviously hotter. Some of them were years ago. Some of them were 20 on the beach. And finally, I had the answer to everything. Be a virgin plus one. Exes make everything embarrassing. Don't ever have an ex. Be a virgin plus one, or better still, a virgin. That's what I decided at that moment. Listen to that episode 85. Add it to this episode, and you'll realise the answer to everything is don't leave the house. The only way of guaranteeing happiness is to never leave the house. Never meet anyone, and you'll never have to sit through 15 minutes of embarrassment. And even worse, when the world famous DJ comes over to you and spins the wheels yet again in your tired fucking head. You broke me first. Ooh. You broke me, world famous DJ. I will never see you again. You are my ultimate ex. You broke me first. Let's get down to business.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.